Despite deep discounts and longer shopping hours, some malls say there were fewer consumers and shorter shopping lines in the days leading up to the Christmas holiday. Chris Christopher is Director of Consumer Economics at IHS Global Insight.
There's a few things that are happening here. One thing is there is a shift to online. However, there is one weekend shorter this holiday shopping season than last year.
All told, Christopher says this holiday season could turn out to be the weakest since 2009. But the National Retail Federation says it's too early to tell. The Federation is sticking to its forecast of a 3.9% increase over last year, says spokesperson Kathy Grannis.
Our forecast really is based on an economic expectation, and overall, we do feel that retailers are on pace for a healthy holiday season.
The Federation estimates holiday sales between November and December will top $600 billion. That includes a 13 to 15% increase in the number of people who shopped online this year. Others predict a surge of last-minute shoppers. Jason Schleffer is a manager at Best Buy.
We've really seen it ramp up in the last few days, so obviously you're getting people with a heightened sense of urgency.
The holiday season is crucial to retailers, accounting for as much as 40% of a store's annual profits. How retailers do is important, says Kathy Grannis, because it provides a snapshot of the country's economic health.
Consumer spending alone contributes nearly 70% of the GDP, and we know that the $3.1 trillion that we see from retail is one of the biggest parts of our growing economy.
There are more than 3.6 million stores in the United States, employing more than 42 million Americans. According to the Federation, as retail goes, so goes the nation. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.